Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, February 27th. Coming up, there's a crowded field of candidates running for Illinois' open U.S. Senate seat this year. We'll hear from Democrats and Republicans vying to secede outgoing U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Illinois House is calling on the Department of Justice to release any remaining files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. A resolution passed on Wednesday with 69 votes. While no lawmakers voted against the measure, no member of the House Republican caucus voted. Democratic Representative Kelly Cassidy, who introduced the resolution, criticized Republican leaders for, quote, playing games with survivors' lives.
It's time to pull back the curtain and make it all public, outside the influence of the clear corruption of this regime's so-called Department of Justice.
An NPR investigation found that the federal government removed or withheld dozens of pages from the Epstein files. NPR's report says that included a claim from a woman who alleged she had been sexually abused as a minor decades earlier by Trump. Young people raised in homes with violence can struggle to cultivate healthy relationships later in life. A group of local organizations is trying to intervene early. IPM Student Newsroom's Lyric Roy reports.
Courage Connection worked with the City of Champaign to host the first of a series of conversations on how to break the cycle of teen dating violence. Aja Hunter is a University of Illinois sophomore who spoke on the youth panel Wednesday night. She says dating now is very different compared to older generations, one reason being social media. She says even her little sister feels pressure to follow certain rules or norms in her dating relationships.
She has all these things like, you can't say this and you can't do this, and like, and it's like, you're your own person. Like, yes, you can do whatever you want to do. It doesn't have to, you don't have to like change yourself.
Representatives from local organizations that provide services to young people spoke next. They emphasize the importance of allowing young people to lead the conversations around solutions to these problems. I'm Lyric Roy, IPM News.
The Illinois women's basketball team concluded their final road game of the regular season with a close 82-78 loss against number 9-ranked Iowa last night. The Illini missed their first 8 shots of the game, allowing the Hawkeyes to quickly jump to a 10-point lead. Illinois brought the game back to a tie at halftime after a last-second three-pointer from freshman forward Sierra Parchment. The back-and-forth continued in the second half. As the clock ran down, the Hawkeyes grabbed the lead and kept Illinois at bay to take the win. Illinois' record falls to 19-9 overall and 9-8 in conference play. The Illini are now preparing to celebrate their senior players in the season finale. The team face-off against Minnesota is this Sunday at 1 p.m. in State Farm Center. As for the men's basketball team, they will host their biggest game of the season as they take on number 3-ranked Michigan tonight at 7 p.m. Still to come, we'll hear from Democrats and Republicans vying to secede outgoing U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer with a high of 64 degrees and a southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 32 degrees. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 54 degrees, and east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 25 degrees, northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow late in the day and a high of 39 degrees, with a northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, the Trump administration continues ramping up threats against Iran. They claimed to have obliterated the country's nuclear program last summer, but now say
they're probably a week away from having industrial-grade bomb-making material.
I'm Brian Mackey. Are we going to war with Iran? That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. With U.S. Senator Dick Durbin stepping down at the end of his term, 10 Democrats and 6 Republicans have jumped in the race to succeed him. Brian Mackey, host of The 21st Show, has spoken with almost all of the candidates for the March 17th primary election. One issue that consistently came up is how immigration enforcement should be reformed. You'll hear about that issue today from the following candidates. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, Congresswoman Robin Kelly, Don Tracy, Kevin Ryan, Pamela Denise Long, Brian Maxwell, Awisi Bustos, Casey Hlebek, Sean Brown, Jeannie Evans, Jonathan Dean, and Steve Botsford.
It should scare everyone that people who are wearing masks with uniforms with no markings on them are snatching people off of the streets with no due process, a fundamental principle and foundational to our United States Constitution. We should all be appalled by that.
President Trump and his cronies have pushed so much fear, so much, you know, it's just about America. Forget everybody else. And they're coming to get your jobs. You know, he made comments. He's coming to get, like, your black jobs, you know, and things like that. So I think that he's pushed division, and people that follow him, you know, agree with that. That's what they're hearing over and over and over.
The problem is not with the federal law enforcement tactics. The problem is with the resistance in Chicago led by Governor Pritzker and Mayor Johnson. A lot of people, but I do believe a majority of Americans or Illinoisans probably think that there should be something in the form, some immigration reform. And I would be there, and it would have to be bipartisan.
Should we, in fact, abolish Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency?
Yes. It has gone well beyond its scope, and their aggressive abuses of power and use of force are it's so egregious that we need to get rid of it, and we need to set up something new. Something new that doesn't have the same kind of law enforcement capability and funding that ICE has.
I think the people who are being violent with ICE agents need to be held accountable, and ICE agents who are being unnecessarily aggressive and or violent with the people need to be held accountable as well.
I am for essentially abolishing ICE. Yeah, I think what we've allowed Immigration and Customs Enforcement to become in this country has gotten completely out of hand. We are seeing it become essentially a paramilitary police force ran by the federal government whose authority supersedes state governments. And we are seeing everyday citizens, people with documentation in this country, having their rights violated.
Currently, this militarization of that department is in complete contradiction and violation to its intended purpose and also to what is allowed and prescribed by the Constitution. And so Congress really needs to go back to the drawing board and ensure that individuals who are hired to serve and protect are actually serving and protecting.
In order to justify the purpose or the usage of the ICE, you know, in general, maybe we should have a bill designed before we even make that move to tell them you are empowered with this rules or whatever to follow before you move into the society. Because I don't take it very lightly when we have actually citizens being killed, you know, rightly or wrongly, but that's not a good message.
If you're going to have those type of operations, they need to be targeted. They need to be in a coalition with community leaders and local law enforcement so that we don't have, you know, these militarized operations on the streets of our country. That's very un-American. That's not a society that any of us would want to live in, nor would we want our children to live in that type of society.
The Democratic leadership has taken an oppositional stance with respect to the federal government. So if I were representing the United States in the Senate, I would be building cooperation between the local level, the state level, and the federal level. I would be wanting to work with the president.
Had personal experience with ICE in my own neighborhood because, as I stated earlier, I'm scared by it. I am outraged by it. And in my entire 43 years on this planet, I have never seen law enforcement deployed in this manner, in particular to claim to be enforcing crimes that are nonviolent with such violence.
It's got to be no more masks, no more hidden badges. We need the ICE to have warrants signed by judges. We also need to make sure that ICE is only going after criminals and not just, like I said, showing up at childcare facilities or Home Depots and just picking people up and, you know, seeing whether or not they have documentation.
Those were candidates for Illinois' U.S. Senate seats speaking on the 21st show. These conversations were produced by Christine Hatfield, Harrison Malkin, Jose Zepeda, and Brian Mackey. Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, a leading candidate in the Democratic primary, has been unavailable for multiple requests to come on the program. Other candidates include Christopher Swan and Jimmy Lee Tillman II. You can find more information about the primary election at ipmnewsroom.org. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Sam Nofsker, Lyric Roy, Jonathan Matthew, Mawa Iqbal, and Arjun Sucker. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.